No, I feel it's a team thing. One guy's not going to make a difference. It's a team effort. So I feel as a team, you win together. As a team, you lose together. And as a team, we're going to grow and find a way to bounce back.
He did call you the quarterback of the defense, though. Do you see that as your role?
I feel as a safety, that's just your job description. So it's your job to get everyone lined up, get your checks and calls out, and make sure everyone's on the same page on the back end.
So then do you feel like maybe since you were out that communication was missing on the field?
No, like I said, those guys, they understand the defense. Those guys play safety as well. So their job description is to do the same thing. So like I said, it doesn't matter who's out there. You have to be accountable to be able to get everyone lined up as a safety and get your checks and calls loud and decisive.
So then what do you think maybe prevented them from doing it?
No, I just feel you have to give credit to the 49ers. Those guys are a good team. They made their plays. We made our plays. Just they came out on top at the end.
Morgan, last week you went through the first couple days of practice, but then had to shut it down. Are you more confident this week? You know, you've gone through a couple days of practice that you're going to be able to just continue on and go ahead and play than you were.
The goal is just, like, right now is getting better and improving. So the goal is really just to keep improving, not have any setbacks. So, like I said, we just got to play it by ear, see how I feel come tomorrow, and then just try to make our decision moving on.
Are you anxious to get your season started?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm excited and ready to get back out there, but at the same time, I got to get healthy so that I can perform at a high level.
How do you compare you feel this week at this point of the week as it felt last week?
It's just better than last week, I can say. It's better. It's improving. It's getting there. So we're going to see how I feel tomorrow.
I know it's taking it day by day, but we got to ask. I mean, you're confident you can be out there?
Oh, my God. I want to be out there so bad, but, you know, I'm anxious to get out there and get the season started. But, you know, the trainers and guys, they're doing their job. So that's why we have to play it year by year.
Have you had hamstring problems before?
Yes. That's just a sports injury. You know, that's just something you deal with. You know, you do so much beating on your body, that's just part of it. So I've dealt with it before, and it's nothing. I can bounce back from it.
The same kind of thing before, though?
Yes, I had it before dealing in high school, college. So that's just one of those sports injuries that you're going to deal with throughout the course of playing sports.
When you went up against a guy like RG3, he didn't show that 4.3 speed and that running ability necessarily in the first game. Do you have to prepare for the best possible RG3 anyway and think that he could break open those runs even though he didn't show?
Oh, yeah, always. That guy's a game changer. And you can tell, like, now he has another year under his belt, so now he understands his offense better. He understands reading defense, so that's the guy that's capable of beating you with his feet or his arm. So, like I said, you have to stick to your coverage a little longer. Trust your technique, because that guy's a good quarterback and he's a great athlete.